Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My dating life's a little bit different than the average person. It's strictly like November hits, I'm starting dating. February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I plan out. I'm going to spring training every year, so no Valentine's Day. Thank God. Then I just roll with. If I'm dating someone from November to February 13th, like, it's game over. Season starts.
That's the baseball messiah, Alex Bregman, who got paid 6 years, $100 million. He's going to be here for a long time. He's a 24-year-old phenom, not going anywhere. Carlos Correa, another 24-year-old phenom, way more talent, but not quite as much production, especially last season. And it looks like one of those guys is guaranteed to be here for the long run. The other one, who knows? But I think it's very telling, John Lopez, that when Alex Bregman was focused on baseball, getting paid for his efforts, Carlos Correa was doing what we've been accusing him of doing for a very long time, enjoying that spotlight with his fiancée, Daniela Rodriguez. How familiar are you with Daniela Rodriguez's YouTube channel?
Never been on her YouTube channel until yesterday.
And how did you enjoy that experience?
Is that the equivalent of saying barf? Dude.
I will just say this.
I mean, I don't mean to sound like a bro, but I think it fits right here.
I support.
Dude.
I support happiness 100%.
You do you.
You do you.
Mm-hmm.
You do your thing. But a lot of people who've been critical of myself and you and Freddie D when he was here about this relationship and how strange it seems and how they seem to be more infatuated with the spotlight than actually maximizing the best talent we've seen in Astros history. I think it's safe to say that Carlos Correa is the most talented baseball player in the history of the Houston Astros.
In terms
as far
of,
as raw, God-given talent, if God molded a shortstop, he would look like Alex Rodriguez and Carlos Correa.
I'll say this in terms of a shortstop, 100% agree. I mean, there's a bunch, you know, bunch of great players that were gifted, you know, that played here. But, yes, I agree for the sake of this argument.
All right, so Carlos Correa and Daniela Rodriguez, when Alex Bregman was getting paid, they were pushing this YouTube video that basically just took us back in time to one of the magical love stories in the history of ever. And it starts, we're going to play some clips from it. It starts with Daniela Rodriguez, the former Miss Teen Texas, just setting up the story and telling the people of Houston why they should be so interested in the love story between the Sparkle Princess and Carlos Correa. Here you go.
We're going to talk about our love story. We've repeated the story so many times, and I know some of you guys have heard the story on the news, through articles,
but... Stop it right there. That alone, I mean, that's all I needed to hear, right there. Our love story.
And let me say this, let me just say this. I'm not questioning, like, if people haven't heard that they met at a baseball game or something. But she's acting like this is Brad and Angelina or something like that, and everybody's just familiar with how this story went
she's
down.
Acting.
I know you've read it on the news and, like, on the blogs and stuff, but this is our love story, just so you know. Like, I know you've already seen it on, like, the front of Us Weekly and everything. No, we haven't. I've never heard this story before.
She's acting like this is The Notebook or The Bridges of Madison County. I mean, something that they're going to make a movie about. Continue.
I'm going to play it back just for fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to talk about our love story. We've repeated the story so many times, and I know some of you guys have heard the story on the news, through articles, but it's coming straight from us.
Breaking.
Time out. Can we take a minute and acknowledge and appreciate my pink eyeshadow? I love it.
Pop in.
You know, a lot of people send me that on Instagram.
Breaking. She's got pink eyeshadow. Let's all appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, dude. So that's how this starts. So we continue the love story of the Sparkle Princess and Carlos Correa. This is the setup, and this is the reflection from the future Mr. and Miss Correa on how they originally came into contact. Here it is right here.
He saw me on TV, and like every modern love story, there is social media involved. He sent me a really sweet message on Instagram. Funny part is that I was actually not going to answer him. My mom was the one that was like, just answer him. You know,
really?
It was a nice message. He's not being rude. A couple months later, I am scheduled to throw the first pitch for the Houston Astros as my last event.
She sent me a DM saying that she was going to go throw the first
pitch.
Okay,
so he can't, I don't remember this.
Yes. Saying, I'm going to be at Minute Maid Park next weekend. I'm going to throw the first pitch. You know, I was anticipating her to be there already.
I don't remember doing
it.
Look at me.
Okay, so first of all, her mom told her.
No kidding.
After an athlete slid in her DMs to hit him back. Second of all, she talks about how much they've told this story and how common it is, and how everybody knows this story.
We heard it on the news.
She happened to forget that she slid in Carlos Correa's DMs and said, I'm going to be at the ballpark next Wednesday throwing out the first pitch. She just happened to forget that. It was just random. Like, she forgot that, but Carlos remembered it, and he kind of called her on it. Something's a little bit weird here. First of all, why are you talking to your mom about athletes sliding in your DMs? I know there's a lot of close relationships out there, but why the heck are you talking to your mom about athletes sliding your DMs? Second of all, mom, why do you want her to respond when the athlete slides in the DMs?
Oh, you know why.
And third of all, there is if you slid in his DMs after that, you damn sure remember it, especially given the fact that you've already made it clear you've told this story 100 times.
And I want to reiterate, y'all do y'all, man.
Do your thing.
I'm sure there are some people who are like, y'all stay out of their business. They're cute. Okay.
It's a YouTube channel.
That's fine. It's a public.
It's a YouTube channel.
That she has promoted. And oh, by the way, apparently this story was on the news. I mean, I happened to be watching the ITC fire. Maybe I missed it. But you know, it was on the news. It was right behind the Mueller investigation. I mean, come on, what's going on here? And then, just I know we're gonna play some more here, but just the fact that mom told her to. And by the way, mom makes
a few appearances.
She's directing.
Mom is the sparkle queen. Yeah. She's the one who makes these blinged out dresses, and she says that she's all about. Quote, in her description of her business, her mom, pageant moms,
right,
and wives of baseball players.
Yeah.
So you can figure it out. You can make your own assumption there.
And we're going to listen to some more right here, but let me just tell you right now that by this point in the video, first of all, this was a 17-minute story, a 17-minute video.
And she asked if people wanted the full story. in the comment section, she said, let us know if you want more of this. I was like, how did you make... You know, a lot of times when you don't have much for a segment and you got to force out 17 minutes?
No, I'm not familiar with
that.
She
said she wanted more. Oh, me neither, because we are the kings of content. Pavetex Rob, by the way, one of the MVPs of Loophole, says that Carlos Correa makes him ashamed to be Latino. Damn, that's a little bit much.
Oh, I hadn't thought of
that. That's a little bit much.
But you're thinking about it now?
He's
gave me two thoughts here. Mom, from the moment that she put a pink bow in the Sparkle Queen's princess's hair as a toddler, has been grooming her for this.
It appears.
You know, hey, more power to you. I'm you know, that's what you want your daughter, you know, to be and grow up. And she sent him the message, you know, hook him, you know. What are you doing not answering him?
She threw it out. Shout out to Bite Me Podcast. All right, so the love story continues. Daniela Rodriguez, formerly Miss Teen Texas, she's going to the game. She's throwing out the first pitch. This was her introduction to baseball because she didn't know much about baseball. This is her describing what it was like watching her future fiancé play baseball for the first time.
But I was just sitting there.
First inning, I make an error. Out of the gate, I'm like, oh boy, come on, just focus on this. Stay under control.
See, ladies, we do have that much pressure on guys. But yeah, I wouldn't have noticed it was an error anyway because I didn't know what was going on. I mean, now I would have been like, hey, get the ball.
My goodness.
All right, so it continues. So the game ends, and this is Carlos Correa, the starting shortstop for your Houston Astros. He's talking about how after the game, he was in a hurry because he ran up the tunnel and wanted to text message or slide in the DMs once again of the Sparkle Princess.
And I go running, sprinting to my locker. And I go straight to him, like, I gotta send her a message before she leaves the ballpark. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this dude.
Never fails, guys.
Excuse me. I remember, so when you're in Texas, USA, you can't, you know, be on your phone. You have to be, you
wait
know,
for it.
It's your job. So he sent me a message. I was like, Mom, the dude that I was playing sent me a message again.
Mom.
There's Mom again.
Mom, it's working. Mom, we're on to something. We got one. We got one on the line.
All right. So I guess they went on a date. They were going to go on a date later that day. Figgy, do we have the Italian food thing? Because they were going to go on a date. And I guess Carlos Correa, before they were going to go on this date, he asked her what kind of food she liked. So here's what she had to say about what kind of food she liked and where she wanted to go eat with Carlos Correa.
Okay, I'm not going to say Mexican food because, I mean, let's be honest, I don't know of any, like, romantic Mexican restaurants in Houston. And
Hugo's,
I wanted to
Hugo's.
Have, a, you know, it was going to be
nice dinner.
So I was like, Italian, which I do love Italian food.
I would say El Tiempo can get romantic.
Hugo's.
Got some nice lighting
Hugo's
there.
is great. It's the next level, man.
So they went to the Italian restaurant, and as soon as they got to the Italian restaurant, you would have thought the Beatles were in town because this is what happened as soon as Daniela and Carlos Correa, who, by the way, was wearing a fedora on their first date. This is what happened at the restaurant. I want you to tell me, J-Lo, because I've been known to fabricate a story and I've been known to kind of try to own the room and exaggerate for effect. This was before the Astros won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the Astros aren't a big deal, but just tell me if they're exaggerating a little bit. And it seems like maybe Carlos might like the attention as well. This is what happened as soon as they walked in the Italian restaurant at their first date.
We show up instantly. People are like, oh my God, can I take a picture with you? Oh my God, in a minute. And I'm like, whoa.
We walk into the restaurant, the host sees me and she recognizes me. Is it really you? And then she starts crying.
She's like, crying. What the?
And she's like,
what?
Come on, man. I mean, how many people
cried?
How many people in this town today, after the engagement and all this, could kick out the Sparkle Queen in a lineup?
No, she's saying that he cried because of Correa.
I know that, but I'm saying, like, no. She said they started immediately as soon as we walked in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Crying. I'm sure they recognized him, but and you know she was just
I'm not gonna bash him too hard for that. I think some fans would absolutely, you know, some real Correa fans would absolutely. Get emotional if they got to see it.
Boy, I just need Correa to break out and have a good season and just stick his middle finger up to me.
I'm
just nervous about it. I'm skeptical about Carlos Correa maximizing his baseball potential like Alex Bregman.
And what you don't, you know, get from the audio, you get a lot. You get just about all of it.
There's more. There's one more for you.
Is how he's sitting there the whole time.
Yeah.
Just kind of like she's in charge.
Yeah,
she's the boss.
I mean, it's her YouTube channel.
It's like they're in a vice.
We're revisiting the love story between Carlos Correa and the Sparkle Princess.
You know, in case
princess.
You missed it on the news.
Yeah, in case you missed it on the news and the articles, which it was all over the place.
Figgy's so, loving this.
So they go on their date. Carlos Correa asked her if she wanted to still hang out, but apparently her parents were waiting at a hotel. I don't know what, I guess she was in town for something and her parents go with her when she goes to the hotel.
At least Mom, I'm sure.
Yeah, so the parents are waiting at the hotel. So Carlos took her back to the hotel and they had a flight the next morning, the next day at 3:00. I think they were going to Cleveland, they said. So Carlos decided that he was going to ask her to breakfast the next morning. So Carlos wanted to get some more time in with the Sparkle Princess before he got on the plane to Cleveland following their great date at the Italian restaurant.
Right.
And I just want you to hear this. This is the last clip we'll play of the magical love story. This is the cool story. So they're talking about the breakfast, and the Sparkle Princess interrupts Carlos Correa, also known as Daniela Rodriguez. Check out our YouTube channel. She interrupts Correa to tell a funny story about how she was getting ready for that breakfast that they were going to have before Carlos hit Cleveland.
A funny story on my part was that weekend I was going to turn in my title as Miss Texas USA. I came packed with pageant outfits. And the next morning, I am rushing to Galleria. I remember being in one of the fitting rooms, and he texts me, good morning. And I'm acting like I just woke up. I'm like, oh, good morning. I just woke up. But I was in the fitting room, like, trying on outfits. I was like, this has to be perfect because I don't want to look too much or, like, you know, too little with, like, my fake eyelashes going on and stuff.
my God. My God. All right. Well, I mean, y'all do y'all. Good luck. Congrats.
Alex Bregman gets paid.
Mom's happy.
Carlos Correa has a love story.
Right up there with the Bridges of Madison County and the Notebook.
Texans made a moderate signing yesterday. It's a backup for Deshaun Watson, but the landscape of the entire NFL almost changed because of Deshaun Watson's new backup. Tell you what I'm talking about next. Bad and bougie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.